The number of hate groups tracked by the Southern Poverty Law Center has tripled over the past year. A new report says that number rose from 30 in 2015 to more than 100 last year. Around half of those are local chapters of Act for America. This is a group that uses anti-Muslim rhetoric. Kat Chow of NPR's Code Switch team says some Muslims are pushing back by running for office.
Nadeem Mazin is a city council member in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And the thing local news stations like to point out more than anything else he's done is he's Muslim.
He is the first elected Muslim in Massachusetts.
And also the only Muslim to hold elective office in Massachusetts.
And is one of two Muslim elected officials in the state.
Throughout Mazin's campaign in 2013, his religion became a target. His opponents pelted him with attacks.
For me, they said, why are you associated with Hamas? For others, they say, why are you associated with Muslim Students Association? Muslim Students Association is like Hillel.
Now Mazin is trying to help other Muslims get elected with a nonprofit he started called Jetpack. It teaches potential candidates how to respond to vitriol directed at them.
We're coming out and we're saying that's patently ridiculous. This is my track record. This is what I believe. For you to insinuate that somehow because I'm Muslim, I'm these other things, goes against what any first generation or immigrant has faced in America.
There's been a spike in interest from Muslims who want to get more politically involved, says Robert McCaw. He's the government affairs director of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
I think it's definitely a response to Islamophobia. Muslims didn't ask to be dragged into the spotlight, but now that we're there and we need to push back, getting into elected office is one of the best means.
Right now, there are only two Muslims serving in Congress. Sayu Bajwani is executive director of the New American Leaders Project, which helps immigrants who are already politically involved take the next steps to run for office.
I think it's really important that we are affirming for people of all backgrounds that elected office is a place where someone like them, who has our skin color, our names, can be in a leadership position.
You want the traditional way of pronouncing it? It's Farah Khan.
Farah Khan is Pakistani-American and Muslim. She runs a business in Irvine, California, and an interfaith group there. She was working on a local campaign for someone else when she signed up with the New American Leaders Project, thought, maybe I could run, and went to her local party members.
I said, hey, you know what? Next year I'm thinking of running. And they were like, oh, no, maybe not right now. You know, we're still deciding on what to do for the next 2 years. And I was like, no, I'm telling you, I'm running. And they were just like, oh, okay.
Last fall, Khan ran as a Democrat for city council. Throughout her campaign, she says she heard all kinds of Islamophobic attacks. Mailers from a local housing pack that called her an extreme Muslim. A candidate in her own party made lawn signs accusing her of being anti-Israel.
It was kind of like a self-check for me to see that, you know what, sometimes what's happening at the national level can be used against you by your own party members.
Khan lost that race, but not her sense of humor. She's planning on running again for a city council seat next year.
I'm just as good as the people that are in office right now. I want people to see that there is another side to this whole Muslim narrative that's being, kind of spun out of control right now.
Taking office is her way of writing her own narrative. Kat Chow, NPR News.